This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. There are several developments in Missouri in the case of the kidnapped boys and suspect Michael Devlin. Here's reporter Matt Sapik of member station KWMU St. Louis.
Reporters packed the Franklin County Courthouse in Union, Missouri yesterday, where by video link from jail, suspect Michael Devlin went before Judge David Tobin and entered his plea to a charge that he abducted Ben Ownby.
How do you wish to plead to this matter? Mr. Devlin?
I'm not guilty.
Devlin faces a second kidnapping charge in another county and also one of armed criminal action in the 2002 abduction of Sean Hornbeck. Even though authorities remain mum on many details, one prosecutor says Devlin has already confessed to abducting Ben Ownby on January 8th. But Devlin's attorney, Michael Keelty, concedes nothing and says if there is a trial, it should be held elsewhere.
If we do, in fact, try this case, there's no way we can get a fair trial in this county due to the amount of attention it's gotten.
Meanwhile, the parents of both boys garnered more attention yesterday when they went on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Because Ben and Sean are from neighboring counties that are each pursuing their own cases against Michael Devlin, the FBI requested the families appear separately. 15-year-old Sean Hornbeck, the boy missing since 2002, told Winfrey that he prayed every day that he would be found and that he is grateful to Ben Ownby.
I would think if it wasn't for Ben, I might not be here right now. I might not be on the show. I might not be with my mom and dad right now.
Sean says he is not ready to discuss the details of his ordeal, but his parents told Winfrey they think their son had been sexually abused by his abductor. Meanwhile, police are investigating Michael Devlin in a similar child abduction case from 1991. Like Sean Hornbeck, 11-year-old Charles Arlen Henderson disappeared from his rural Missouri home while riding his bike, though he has never been found. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.